PPE during the pandemic. Michelle Moans admitted lying to the media about her links to the firm. Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer says she should no longer take her seat in the Lords. Israel's denying involvement in an attack on a Catholic church in Gaza, where two women were shot dead.
According to an IDF investigation, this claim is not true. The IDF only targets terrorist and terror infrastructure and does not target civilians, no matter their religion.
That's Tal Heinrich, who speaks for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Earlier, England's most senior Catholic leader, Cardinal Vincent Nichols, called it a cold-blooded killing and said he didn't believe Israel's denial. A body found in the search for Gaynor Lord in Norwich has been formally identified as the mother of three. It was discovered in the River Wensum on Friday. Thousands of XL bully dogs have been granted exemptions, meaning they won't be put down when a ban on breeding and selling them takes effect in a fortnight. Owning one becomes illegal in England and Wales from February. Footballing greats and stars of stage and screen have come together to pay their respects to Bill Kenwright, who died in October, aged 78. A memorial service for the former Everton chairman and West End producers been held at Liverpool Cathedral. Ex-Everton midfielder Tim Cahill says he'll always be remembered.
The legacy will live on forever because he's a Blue. Everyone that's part of this football club is connected to Bill Kenwright. He played a big part in why players come to this football club and also the reason why we didn't leave.
And colleagues of broadcaster Kate Garraway are offering their support after her husband reportedly suffered a heart attack. Derek Draper's needed daily care since getting COVID in 2020. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silva.
Thanks, Faye.
On
this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, it'll be overcast this evening with a chance of light rain or drizzle. There are outbreaks of showery rain moving in from the west also through the early hours and overnight lows of 11. Tomorrow morning will be dull and damp with outbreaks of showery rain lingering overnight, turning drier and brighter through the afternoon, though, as the rain clears east.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of It's the happiest season of all, with those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmas is long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmas is long, long ago. Oh, 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 it's the most wonderful time of the year.
mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful.
The Fab Andy Williams. The most wonderful time of the year. It certainly is as well. We've got more Christmas songs coming up in this hour. And we'll be hearing from Ali Ebel with all the latest roundups of everything that's been happening on the WSL over the weekend. It's really nice, short and sweet and to the point. That's just the way we like it here on Phoenix FM. And remember, if you would like a request or anything, even if you don't have to give you a shout, it's quite often that I play a track and I don't have to shout out to anybody. You can do that radio@phoenixfm.com. or on my socials at Joe Bailey Music or X at Joe Bailey Music 1. Now we're going to play a couple together. We've got Supergrass with Going Out, which a lot of us will be doing over the Christmas period. But before then, Scissor Sisters, I Don't Feel Like Dancing.
So I'm feeling alone, but I hear the steps.
Grass. Not heard that one for a while. Going out. Now, had a request from Daniel. I was working from home today, so having the luxury of listening in, I just added that bit in. Wants Dusty Springfield. Anything by... Well, how about this one, Daniel?
Wasn't me who changed, but you. And now you've gone away. Don't you see that now you've gone, and I'm left here on my own, that I
cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Right now, coming up, I'm checking out the travel for you. Not much going on the roads at the moment, though.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Well, on the A127, eastbound, slow traffic between Junction 29 and the Halfway House. In South Benfleet, slow traffic on the A13 London Road, eastbound between Saddlers Farm Interchange and the High Road at Tarpots. Here in Brentwood, there's slow traffic on the Ongar Road, A128 Shenfield Road, A1023 and Ingrave Road, A128, towards the High Street, Wilson's Corner. Billericay, slow traffic still on the South End Road, northbound, that is, between Barleylands Farm and the London Road. And of course, Lakeside, still slow traffic on all approaches to the shopping centre and surrounding retail parks. A120 Braintree, slow traffic southbound between Mark's Farm roundabout and the Galleys Corner roundabout. In Chelmsford, slow traffic on Springfield Road, Victoria Road and the High Bridge Road, and also slow traffic on the Roxwell Road. That's A1060 between Chignall and Parkway. Now let's head over to the the rail again is not letting us down today, but the tube is. Minor delays on the central line due to a shortage of trains. The underground station is closed on the northern line at Kentish Town due to engineering works. Severe delays on the Piccadilly line between King's Cross and St Pancras and Hammersmith. Trains are not stopping on the Piccadilly line eastbound, that is, at South Ealing, but there is a good service throughout the rest of the network. That's it from the travel updates from me. Now, we've got a couple of tracks coming up before we hear from Ali Heppel live in Manchester. Going to be contacting us via Zoom. So we've got Driving Home for Christmas with Chris Rea and Wow! Yeah, Kylie. I can't believe I said it like that.
You're so hot,
get me into the shade.
The spotlight's on, you creep into it. You like it,
just the way that you dance, just the way that you dance.
Never ending.
see those faces. Driving home for Christmas, yeah. Well, I'm moving down that line. And it's been so long, but I will be there. I sing this song to pass the time away. Driving in my car, driving home for Christmas. It's gonna take some time, but I'll get there. Just the same.
Driving home for Christmas. Oh, I wonder how many of us will be doing that this... Oh, hang on a minute. Yeah, I think that's Ali. Hello, Ali.
Hello, Joe.
That surprised me then, and I'm twisting the knobs over here. Yeah, have you just tuned in? This is Hallie. Hallie, ark at me. Hallie Hemel of the Wusu Show, all things women's soccer from the UK and from the US. She's joining us today. It's been a couple of weeks off because you've been away, haven't you, Al?
I know, I decided to go across the world and back again, so...
I know, a bit inconsiderate because you left us in Essex not knowing what's going on the WSL. Yes. So, listen, it's been a really busy weekend, to be fair, and some results that we kind of wanted for the break, but others not. Shall we just start off with Man United-Liverpool, Al?
Well, that was a shocker and a half, wasn't it?
Just a bit. Yeah.
First time Liverpool have ever managed to beat Man United.
Yeah.
Man United went 1-0 up very early with a beautiful Tooney goal and then sort of fell to pieces.
Yeah, well, as you say, the early goal, I think, was in the third minute or something like that, wasn't it? And everyone thought, oh, here we go, another easy win for Man United women. But no, that certainly weren't the case, was it?
No, not at all. You know, Liverpool held strong and managed to get two goals. You know, Taylor Hines' second was something completely and utterly special. And I think Mark Skinner got his tactics wrong. He took off two of his strongest players and it changed the dynamic completely. You don't take Hayley Ladd off. You just don't.
Yeah. I mean, they had, like, the Man United had so much possession compared to Liverpool as well. But they'd only had really two shots on target as well. Now, that's not the Man United that we know, is it?
No, exactly. You expect them to, like, just pepper the goal and that's how they win by such big margins. But, you know, Liverpool just held them back.
Yeah, yeah, full credit. It was definitely Matt Beard's game, that one, then, wasn't it, really, to be fair? The gaffer did well with that one, to be fair.
But he did. So, you know, Liverpool fans are going to be very happy and Man United are going to have to go back to the drawing board.
Yeah, they're fifth in the table now, the WSL. So, moving on swiftly, though, to Everton and Man City. Not as a surprising result there.
No, to be fair. Everton have been very up and down. You know, they've managed to get, they got a couple of wins over Liverpool and they've had, you know, a win against West Ham the week before. And so they would have gone in with a bit of a bounce, but Man City, Bunny Shaw has just come into form. She had a rocky start this season and has just come in now and is scoring hat-trick after hat-trick just for fun.
Yeah, it was a lovely header as well, wasn't it, really, to be fair, the 65th.
Yeah, that diving header for a third was something completely spectacular. So yeah, Man City are, you know, coming back from what has been, let's be honest, a two-season slump. And fighting their way back.
Yeah, and Everton are not doing too bad either, to be fair. They're a better side than they were, what I thought they were a few months ago. I don't know, do you feel the same?
To be honest, no.
Okay,
and also, they've just...
Very rare
they've
we,
also,
we disagree, but go on.
But also, they've just lost Nico Sorensen. Nico Sorensen has retired at the grand old age of 26 to move on to outside opportunities from football. And that's going to be a massive loss for Everton because she was really their glue and they lost quite a lot in the summer. So I think January is going to be a key window for them because they're going to have to replace and they're going to have to replace quick.
Was there any whispers on signings on Everton there then? Have you heard anything?
No, they haven't. They've been radio silence. Either they're keeping everything very close to the chest or they've got nothing.
Yeah, it's been quiet, hasn't it, to be fair, all round. So, listen, let's, because that was ended up being Everton 1, Man City 4, by the way. Let's move over to one near the bottom of the table and one so much not near the bottom of the table. Bristol City 0, and it was Chelsea 3. And Ashton Gate, not bad, and got 9,500 people supporting the side there at Bristol City. It's looking pretty good there, to be fair, now.
You know what, they are, and you know what, I will give Bristol their dues, they are getting some crowds in and stuff like that. The problem is they're not maintaining it for when it's not the big four. And that is a problem we're seeing across the board. That's not a Bristol City problem, that is a WSL problem. That when your side is playing one of the traditional top four, you're going to get the crowds in, but, and we'll talk about it when we talk about our favourite team, you're not getting the crowds in if they're not playing the four.
Yeah, no, you're
and
right.
That's something we need to address because it's I'm cynical and I'm a cynical person and I'm trying to keep it light because it's Christmas.
Yeah,
but we're starting to see a lot of Lioness FC fans,
yes,
which is fine, but that's not going to help the growth of the pyramid as a whole.
It's not going to help it sustain it, that's for sure. But listen, let's just get back to Bristol City and Chelsea, because it was great, actually. It was a cracking shot as well, actually, from Lauren James, who's been having a tough time at the moment, and especially
she has.
Online. It's just not on. Like, the 17th minute strike from outside the box, it was sort of paved the way, I think, for the rest of the match as well. But with Lauren...
It's what she loves to do. Lauren James, outside the box, is one of the most deadly forces out there. Like, she's not a tapping merchant, is old Lauren James. She likes a rocket from outside the box, and we are forever grateful for it, especially for England.
Yeah, it's a great thing to watch, like, just as a spectator anyway. You know, she actually hit the top of the post as well, didn't she, for it was another cracking from outside the box as well. But but again, you know, I think Bristol City are looking better than they did at the beginning of the season. You know, Chelsea 3-0 again, you know, people would have expected a lot more at the beginning of the season for that as well, to be fair.
Yeah, Bristol defended with their lives, to be honest, and there are certain, like the Cuthbert goal, there was very little the goalkeeper could have done about that.
Yeah.
There was very little Bagley could have done about that because Aaron Cuthbert did Aaron Cuthbert things. So yeah, I will say I wouldn't be too downhearted, Bristol fans, because that was a good performance. It's just you're up against Chelsea.
And that's all you want, isn't it, for your side, really, to make sure that you give the good performance. You know, everything else goes around there as your club as a whole, really. But listen, before we go on to Leicester... Carla Ward's Aston Villa seemed to be getting themselves on track, didn't they? They had a 1-0 win at home this weekend to Brighton, didn't they?
They did, but let's be honest, it wasn't the most convincing of wins. I will say, I think Villa are nowhere near where they thought they would be. They are, with the squad they've got, they should be up there where Liverpool are, challenging, fighting for that top four.
Totally.
And Brighton made some insane signings this summer. You know, you've got Vicky Lasada, you've got Pauline Braimar, all came in to Brighton, and they squeaked a 1-0 win, Villa. It wasn't the demolishing you would think it would have been on paper. So Villa, again, I think is going to be another team that's going to take Christmas to just rest and regroup and replan. But it wasn't the most thrilling of matches, I'm not going to lie.
It wasn't. Maz Pacheco as well saw red, didn't she, after a second yellow for a bit of a dodgy foul. Well, a silly one on the 89th minute, really. But there you go. That's down to frustration, I think, with the team as a whole still slightly. Because, like us, you know, they had majority of shots on target, but they're just not finding the back of the net again. I don't know what's going on this season with them, to be fair. Yeah.
Exactly. It's a very, very weird situation right now with Villa.
Over to our bet favourite side. We're not talking about Leicester, but there was Leicester and West Ham. It was at the King Power Stadium as well, so it was a big match for the two sides at the bottom, to be fair.
I think my blood pressure is just about come back to normal.
We can't find the net out, can we? Come on, what's going on?
Oh, mate, I tell you, right, so I was actually there, for you wonderful listeners that were listening, I was sat there with a friend who is a neutral, and he turned around and he said, what are you guys trying to do? Because the amount of shots that Viv, skied over the bar, the fact that Ueki just kept finding the goalkeeper's gloves, you know, there was just, we had shot after shot after shot, and we just kept missing.
Yeah, it is so frustrating, wasn't it? I mean, when I in half time draw, obviously we're 0-0, but then obviously they opened the score in the 68th minute, didn't they? And I thought, oh, here we go, this is it now. We're just not going to find the back of the net again.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was like. I was like that. I was fuming when they scored, because again, it was a silly defensive error that. I don't blame Walsh. I'm going to say that right now. I do not blame Megan Walsh, our second keeper. There was very little she could do because her defensive back line let her down.
Yeah, that's true. You know? It's been the same all season, isn't it, to be fair?
Yeah. And that was painful. That was a painful watch. Yeah. And then we move on to the 10 minutes of extra time.
I know. Where did that come from, Al? Because obviously I didn't see it live. I wasn't at that match.
So Leicester ended up with two head injuries. The first one was one of their players, their number six, went head to head with Vivian Assay, which it was a clash of heads. Like, they both went for the ball, both did diving headers. Assay sort of shook herself off and went away, but their number six was down for a very long time. And then again, they had another player, I believe it was a Kirsty Smith tackle, meant that they went down, or it was Shannon Cook, it was one of the two. And they went down. So that, it ended up to their detriment, because obviously that allowed the mania of the 10-minute extra time.
So it was a bit, wasn't it? Because we did get a goal, though, which is important, by Yashi. It was kind of fumbled in, but, you know, a goal's a goal. I'll take that, to be fair.
A goal is a goal. You know, 98th minute. I want a big shout-out to our princess, who got her first assist in the WSL. Yes. She was a breath of fresh air when she came on. Yeah. You know, that young, scrappy, hungry fighter we want up front. And she got the ball from our number 20, Vivasi, and pinged it beautifully to Hanashi, who, let's be honest, it sort of hit her shin and went in.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, goal's a goal. You've got to be in the right position, right?
Exactly. You've got to be in a goal, and it means that we are not bottom for Christmas, you know, thanks to goal difference.
Yes. So basically, we are sitting 12th, aren't we? Bristol City is 12th, just with three goal difference, and us at 11. Brighton just above us as well on 10. It's really sticky down there, and it all depends now, to be fair. I'm going to call it out, because do you know what? I've been watching West Ham, as you know, women, since before the WSL, before we got into this league and became professional even. And it comes down to money, essentially. You either,
yep.
you know, we've got to invest. You know, I'm tired of people having a go at Rihanna because it's not, sorry.
I don't think it's her fault.
It's not Rihanna's fault at all.
I don't think it's her fault at all. I think she's a cracking manager and she's working with what she's got.
That's right. So it all depends now that West Ham United have got to put their hands in the pockets and say, right, we either invest in our team and our future for West Ham women or we don't. It's got down to that now, Al. We've got to start calling it out, right?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And we've said it before, we think Skinner came in a bit late this season. So she hasn't been able to have her transfer window. So January is going to be key. There are some whisperings going on about we're getting a certain midfielder. If we get that midfielder, I think that's going to make a huge difference.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For anybody who doesn't know, it's a fellow Aussie. Just have a look at the Australian Women's World Cup team and it'll give you a hint of who it was. And if we can get her, then that's great because we have been lacking in midfield.
Yeah.
It's very much, we've got a defence, we've got a front line, but there's nothing in the middle. So our front line are having to run back a lot more and our defence are having to run forward more. And we just need that link in the middle.
Yeah, and we need more depth in the squad, you know. We need more people in the squad. It's as simple as that. But Ali, listen,
yes.
I could talk to you for another hour on all of the individual performances, not just at West Ham, but of all the teams that played over the weekend. After the Christmas break. When we come back, Ali, we'll also then be picking up on the Essex local sides as well. So it'd be really nice to get that involved as well.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
Ali, have a wonderful Christmas. Thank you so much for joining us.
No problem at all. You have a wonderful one too, Joe.
Take care. I'm going to play McFly Happiness. Cheers, Al.
Bye now.
Front door, don't know what I left for. Could have stayed in bed with you all day. I'm already calling, I love it when we're talking. I just want your voice inside my brain. I never thought a guy like me would find it. I would repeat it if I could. Right now there's no one else I'd rather be. I'm not saying that I'm perfect, I don't think that I deserve it. I guess there's something in me I don't see. I never thought a guy like me would find it. I would repeat it if I could.
Happiness. Yeah, this is happiness. Yeah. happiness.
McFly and Happiness, possibly the best song of those. I don't know. It's my choice only. Right, coming up after the break, we have Mickey Bubbles waiting the other side. He wants to come home. That's what he says. Baby, please come home. That's what he's asking for. But before then, I have been giving out a little kind of teaser question. Now, there's 25% of us admit that we hate this most at Christmas. So 25% of us admit that we hate this most at Christmas. I will let you know after Mickey Bubbles.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a Jumpers or Jim Jams day at work, or support the Christmas Tree Recycling Service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Christmas at all. I remember when you were here and all the fun we had last year. Pretty lights on the tree. I'm watching them shine. You should be here with me. Baby, please come home. The halls, not like Christmas at all. I remember when you were here and all the fun we had last year. Oh, if there was a way, I'd hold back these tears. Oh, but it's a Christmas day. Oh,
Okay, I'll let you into a little secret. I do. Actually, all over Christmas, I have Mickey Bubbles on repeat. Yeah, I do. I do love a bit of Michael Bublé. Yeah, do you know, I'm so used to calling him Mickey Bubbles, I actually forget to call him by his real name sometimes. Not that he ever knows me, but there you go. Right, now, we have still got another 8 minutes before the top of the hour. So I'm going to let you know now. I've been promised you for about an hour and a half. I'm going to let you know what 25% of us admit that we hate the most at Christmas. I do find this hard to believe, to be fair. Mince pies. I know. Now, what's coming up tonight?
Join me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8pm. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe, my album of the week, interviews, news, and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Every Monday, 8 till 10pm. Tune into my show, Turn It Up with Vixter, playing you the latest in electronic music, with updates on gigs, live DJ sets, new releases, and my track of the week. Turn It Up with Vixter, every Monday, 8 till 10pm on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, the brilliant boys are coming up tonight. Yeah, so 6pm, Andy's going to be taking over from me from Under the Radar. 2 hours of brilliant alt and indie tunes. It's one you don't want to miss, especially if you're an alt indie person like me. 8pm, we've got Vic Start with 2 hours of electronic dance. And if you like just music anyway, just of all different types, from 10pm, you've got the playlist. It's uninterrupted recent chart hits, just all the way through for those couple of hours. And then to keep you all the way through the night, you've got Destination Dawn, and it's just literally music all the way through the night till we start off again with the brilliant Mikey. Now, we've got another Christmas song, not one that's played that often. I think we should play every day here, leading right up to Christmas. It's one of my favourites, it's Little Mix.
Sorry I ain't been around, but you've been on my mind a million times. I'll make it up to you now. We'll wrap the presents and put up the tree together, be together. Baby, there's no better gift. Now that I have you here, that's when I feel it the most. Cause I've been I'm
Little Mix, One I've Been Missing. Now, on this day, in what year though, the Spice Girls unveiled their waxwork lookalikes at Madame Tussauds. Now, they each cost £35,000 to make. But can you remember the year? I'll let you know in the second half. So, taking us up to the top of the hour, of course, it's got to be a Spice Girls.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.